Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarball. Joining me via phone today is Nate Barnhart of the Believeland Beer Fest. Thank you for being here, Nate.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Anytime. So you started the Believeland Beer Fest. It's going to be taking place here in Cleveland on April 28th. What was the inspiration behind starting this?
Well, my wife and I were from Ohio, and she grew up in the Cleveland area. She went to Brush High School, and I grew up in that Columbus area, a small town called Lancaster. And after school, after college, lived in Cleveland for a few years, and then a job took us away to Chicago. And you know, when we were out in Chicago, we started our own event company and okay. started creating events. And it's funny, you know, at the time, you know, back in 2008, we started trending towards these quirky events, you know, events that are a lot different than what's out there.
Right.
You know, then we became really passionate about design and the way events are produced and, you know, how people feel and, you know, everything that encompasses a great event. So, you know, just taking a leap of faith in 2008, we started, you know, this company, and we started creating these 5K runs. And we created this big run in Chicago called the Dick a Dash. And it's after Coach Dicka, and like 14,000 people would come out. And we created the Rocky Run in Philadelphia with licensing through MGM. And, you know, it's like 13,000, 14,000. So fast forward, you know, I follow a lot of these design blogs, and I came across this event in Kansas City called Boulevardia. And it was by Boulevard Beer. And we were already thinking, you know, about the Believeland Beer Fest, and, you know, it was in the pipeline, and, you know, we're a small company, so, you know, some things get pushed back, and, you know, over the years. And I saw this Boulevardia and this amazing company called Whiskey Design out of Kansas City. And the design is just brilliant, and the event looks brilliant. And so I immediately contacted them and was talking to this their owner and creative director, Matt Wager. And, you know, we started talking about the idea for the event, and this is back in 2015.
Oh,
and, you
wow.
know, things happen, and they just kind of keep, you know, getting pushed to the side, or other events get larger. And, you know, by
life
being a small
gets in
company,
the way.
We just can't take on too many events, and we're very particular about the events we do create. So finally it was like, we have to make this happen. And, you know, we started working with Matt, and then we started working with this illustrator who does a lot of work for ESPN magazine. His name's Brandon Loving. And, we want to just create this amazing event that's all things Cleveland. And for the city of Cleveland, you know, because as you know, people from Cleveland are super, super passionate.
I lived in Los Angeles for a few years, and people would always kind of look at me really weird when I would be so proud to be talking about being from Cleveland. They couldn't believe it. I'm like, you got to be there, man. It's one of the greatest cities in the world.
I know. I completely agree. There's something in the water there. And like, I told this story the other day, and have like a good film of it, is when the you know, the Cavs won the world championship.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, my wife, who's, you know, one of the creators of the event, she's just bawling her eyes out. I mean, just tears streaming down her face, and she's yelling, "Cavs win!" And it's like us in our living room. And I'd show that to like some friends who aren't from Cleveland. They'd be like, "I don't understand what's going on." I'm like, you have to understand it's so much more than just a championship.
It's 50-some years of just heartbreak
being
reversed.
That's true. And that was a special moment. I mean, it's amazing. So, yeah, I love Cleveland, and we create something. It's funny. We always get kind of pulled back to Cleveland, even though we're now based in Chicago. Like I said, we create these events, and we created the Bernie Kosar Shuffle. It's called the Bernie Shuffle.
Oh, nice.
And he came down, and it was at the pier then, or Lakeshore, or what's it called? North Shore?
I
forget what the name is. Then, you know, we started working with the Cleveland Browns, and we created the Cleveland Browns 5K, and it ended on the field. And, you know, even in that course route, if you look back at the, if you look back at the course on that Cleveland Browns 5K site, you know, there's a Believeland station in there. So it's always been there. And of course, you know, beer's one of my passions. So it just seemed like kind of a natural gravitation towards something like this.
And then, so there's going to be over 60 breweries there?
I said, yes, we've announced 45 of the 60. We're going to be announcing another 10 this week. And then over the, you know, the coming week, we'll announce the last five.
Oh, that's amazing. Some of the breweries that you've already mentioned, I've been fortunate enough to have featured here on the show already. Market Garden Brewery,
amazing.
Jackie O's, you know, Railroad Brewing Company is my feature coming up the next month. So a lot of these great breweries that are coming down there, and that, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg right there. So many great breweries. Cleveland has been blessed with phenomenal breweries. We really are. You can't walk down the street without throwing a rock and hitting like five.
That's true.
You know, and
seems like it's every city now.
Right?
It's amazing.
And
yeah.
It's so great to see, because a lot of these breweries are helping, and I talk about this a little bit with Railroad, the influx for the local economy is just, I can't put it into words, just how helpful it is to places that might not have been so well off a few years ago.
I completely agree. And, you know, in a city like Cleveland, and I guess even in an industry like craft beer, it's such an amazing industry, because the camaraderie amongst, you know, the different breweries is something you do not see in almost every other industry.
Right.
And, you know, the creativity and the thought and
collaboration. You see just, so many breweries working together with, you know, to come out with beers.
Yeah,
like, it's amazing. It's so great.
So yeah, and I think that's a fun part too of doing this festival, is you're working with a lot of like-minded people. And that's another thing, because why we kind of skewed the event so Cleveland-esque, because kind of our internal mantra is we don't want any boo birds or spoil sports at the event. So we figure if we can create this event and, you know, push it this way, then on event day, you're going to have all these like-minded Clevelanders at this event, you know, drinking some of the best beer in the land. So we're excited to see what happens on April 28th, as well as years to come.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great festival for Cleveland. The few people that I've talked to about it are really excited about it. They're, you know, just the sheer amount of breweries that are going to be there. People are just super excited for. If people want to get tickets, how can they go about getting the tickets to the Believeland Beer Fest?
Now, they can go to BelievelandBeerFest.com and get tickets. And early bird tickets are on sale up until this Saturday at 11:59 p.m. And after that, ticket prices jump $5. So for general admission, it's $40. For VIP, it is $55, and for super VIP, it's $75. Then designated drivers are $20. And the cool thing about the DDs is, you know, a lot of times they'll come in and they just kind of hang out while everyone else is enjoying, you know, a lot of amazing beer. We're like, you know what? We're just gonna give them a giant foam finger when they sign up. And so we figured they'll be walking around the festival and have the giant foam finger, because, you know, they're a very important part of the event. So
absolutely,
we kind of want to have them stand out a bit. So even, like, you know, to that, you know, ticket holder, we want to make it more special than other festivals.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a really big success. I appreciate your time, Nate. For people who want to find out more info, you can go to BelievelandBeerFest.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Anything else you want to get out about what's going to be going on at the festival?
We have Ernest Beiner coming back. He is the grand marshal of the event. And with the event, he'll be awarding these, like, gigantic, almost Stanley Cup-esque trophies to four categories right now. And the categories are best individual costume, best team costume, largest team, and the best pretzel necklace. So he'll be on hand.
Nice.
Kevin Mack is going to be on hand as well. And as of yesterday, Craig Elo will be there.
Nice.
And what we're planning on is creating this section where we're bringing in a hoop, 10-foot hoop. We're going to line the three-point line and have a money ball station. And participants will have the ability or have the chance to take one shot with Elo. So it goes back to the shot on Elo good, but it's in a much more positive light.
Yeah.
So he's coming on board. He's excited to be there. We want to bring back all these Cleveland legends and create a great event for years to come.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Nate, thank you for your time. People, if you want to go out and get tickets, again, you can go to BelievelandBeerFest.com/tickets. Get out there and get those before they go up on Saturday night. Nate, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Likewise. Have a good day.